22.2. The Greenhouse Effect.
The Earth is wrapped in a blanket of air called the atmosphere, which is made up of several layers of gases. The Sun is much hotter than the Earth. It gives off rays of heat, radiation, that travel through the atmosphere and reach the Earth. The rays of the Sun warm the Earth, and heat from the Earth then travels back into the atmosphere. The gases in the atmosphere stop some of the heat from escaping into space. These gases are called greenhouse gases, and the natural process between the Sun, the atmosphere of the Earth, is called greenhouse effect, because it works the same way as a greenhouse. The windows of a greenhouse play the same role as the gases in the atmosphere. They keep some of the heat inside the greenhouse. Some of our activities also produce greenhouse gases, burning fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas, releases carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Cutting down and burning trees also produces a lot of carbon dioxide. A group of greenhouse gases called the chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, have been used in aerosols such as hairspray cans and fridges. They are found in small amounts in the atmosphere. They are dangerous greenhouse gases because small amounts can trap large amounts of heat. If we carry on polluting the atmosphere with greenhouse gases, it will have very dangerous effects on the Earth. With more heat trapped on Earth, the planet will become warmer, which means the weather all over Earth will change. For example, summers will get hotter, and winters too. In Britain, winter and summer temperatures will increase, and the weather will be warmer. In winter, it may also rain more, but in summer, it may become drier. In other parts of the world, the effects will be different. Some places will become drier, and others will be wetter. There may be many storms, floods, and drought, but we do not know which areas of the world will be affected. All over the world, these weather changes will affect the kind of crops that can be grown. Plants, animals, and even people may find it difficult to survive in different conditions. Higher temperatures will make the water of the seas and oceans expand. Ice melting in the Antarctic and Greenland will flow into the sea. All over the world, sea levels may rise, perhaps by as much as 20 to 40 centimetres by the beginning of the next century. As weather and temperature changes, the homes of plants and animals will be affected all over the world. For example, polar bears and seals will have to find new land for hunting and living if the ice in the Arctic melts. 22.7. What can we do to protect our wildlife and save our plants and animals? Nature reserves could be the solution.
A nature reserve is an area of land where plants and animals are protected. Many endangered species are kept in nature reserves, away from their human hunters who brought them close to extinction. These areas also provide special opportunities for the study of wildlife, flora and fauna, and different geological features. One of the world's earliest wildlife sanctuaries was established in Sri Lanka more than 2,500 years ago. King Devanampiya Tissa was hunting in Mihintale when Mahinda, a Buddhist missionary monk, stopped him and preached to him about the unity of all living things, that all creatures have an equal right to live wherever they want. Mahinda's teaching impressed the king, and he designated Mihintale and the surrounding jungles as a sanctuary for wildlife. In medieval times, landlords established game preserves in order to protect the species they hunted. They were motivated by their love of hunting as a sport and not by the aim of saving species from extinction. In the 19th century, these preserves were transformed into nature reserves when people recognised the importance of wildlife conservation. Since then, the number of national parks and nature reserves has increased. In Hungary, the oldest national park is the Hortobágy National Park, which is the largest stretch of continuous natural grassland in Europe. It was established in 1973 and became part of the UNESCO World Heritage List in 1999. Other well-known natural reserves in Hungary are the Agdelek National Park in northern Hungary, which is the largest stalactite cave system in Europe, also part of the UNESCO World Heritage List. The Fertőhanság National Park at Lake Fertő, the home of many rare bird and plant species, and the Balaton Uplands on the northern shore of Lake Balaton, which contains 6 landscape protection areas, one of which is the Tihany Peninsula, also a spectacular historic district.